245, the American Freedom Network.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And so without further ado, Joel, what are the major issues that you want to tell our listeners about this morning?
Well, every few weeks now, it seems, we're having to deal with the continual issue of continuing the war in Iraq, and that's no exception this week. It was obvious from the evasive testimony of General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker before Congress that the U.S. has no intention of ever getting out of Iraq. And there's more conflict on the horizon, pointing to Iran. The excuses, of course, are always there. It's rather agonizing to sit there and watch the interplay with congressmen pontificating and pretending like they're in opposition, and yet they don't do anything to really drill these people and ask questions that would prove the embarrassing position which the administration has continued to take. You know, when things are portrayed as succeeding in Iraq, there's still, of course, much work to be done, which excuses not leaving. And then when things are going badly, as recent events shows, that is, in turn, used to justify continued occupation as well, so they win both ways. Plans, of course, to draw down troops are being delayed indefinitely. The performance this week by those in Congress claiming to be critics of the war was even more disturbing. Not once did we see them contest vigorously any of the evasions and distortions of these two political witnesses, and believe me, they were political. If we've ever seen a shill for the Bush administration, it's General Petraeus. You know, the congressman allowed bland and servile statements to stand without any debate. Crocker was not called on the carpet for last September's promises to use measurable benchmarks to ensure that you did not get sucked into a political and military quagmire in Iraq as it is. So what good are measurable benchmarks if no one is checking nor providing consequences for failure to meet them? I think it's clear that all this talk about benchmarks was merely a pacifier to create a wait-and-see attitude among the public. And, of course, we've waited and we've seen, and now the results are worse, but nothing changes.
And what a tragedy. We continue sending our men over there to fight. They're doing the best they can. They're not allowed to win the... And certainly, people have to understand, if somebody was occupying our country, which is what we're doing to Iraq, the American people would be fighting them. Why should we be surprised if the Iraqis are fighting us? Because we're occupying their country. They know we don't intend to leave. They've seen that massive embassy we're building over there, the largest embassy and compound in the entire world, in their country. They're not stupid. And they see how we're manipulating things so we can have our oil companies come over and control their oil And they resent this. They wanted to get rid of Saddam Hussein and be free, and what we're doing is imposing our puppet government over them.
Yes, and the al-Maliki government is still just as corrupt as Saddam Hussein. Corruption is rampant in every bit of reconstruction there. And, you know, the al-Maliki regime has an open excuse to simply ask us to leave. I mean, how dramatic would that be? The U.S. has given an excuse saying we'll stay as long as the Iraqis want us. All the Iraqi government has to do is say, we're formally asking you to leave, and they won't do it. You know, they've got to have something holding over their head. Even this confidential draft agreement between al-Maliki and the Bush administration covering the future of U.S. forces in Iraq is an open-ended agreement, you know, to say nothing of the fact that it's a means of evading the U.N. resolution, its continuing resolutions is necessary for the U.S. to, quote, legally stay there. This essentially gives the U.S. a direct agreement with the al-Maliki government. And, of course, they claim that it's temporary. They claim right there in the agreement the U.S. says it does not desire a permanent basis or permanent military presence in Iraq. Well, this is simply a lie. I mean, how permanent is billions and billions of dollars into four major military bases and nearly a dozen smaller ones there? Anyone can claim going on year after year that we're not here permanently. This is just temporary. But when it goes on this long compared to World War II, as big as that was, as costly as it was, it only lasted 5 years. We've now exceeded that there. And there are no time limits, no restrictions whatsoever, no limits on troop levels, basings, even political control in this agreement. So it's a real sham.
But you see, it's all designed to confuse the American people and make them believe that we're supporting our troops as long as we support the president and keep sending more and more and more troops over there into this meat grinder to be destroyed.
Yes, if the American people would only wake up and realize how the support our troops is being used to simply keep patriotism pumped up, and they're just using it. It's such an interesting contrast between the period when we went to war in the Vietnam area, in which I served in the military, and the anti-American or anti-military feelings that the government purposely allowed to go forward. They wanted to destroy American patriotism when it had to do with the wars against communism. But now that we have globalist wars for liberation, and we're doing the aggression, you know, they pump up, they produce all these support our troops stickers that they pass out to everyone free of charge. They could have done that in Vietnam as well, but they did not want Americans to support Vietnam. In fact, Vietnam was a no-win war specifically. So as to embitter the American people about saving the world against communism, but now that it's saved the world for globalist democracy, they're pumping up the enthusiasm and false militarism every day. Well, you know, it's also not only endless war, but as Justin Raimundo talks about, we have endless enemies. First of all, when they went into Iraq, we were confronted with dead enders, people who were left over from the war that were striking out at American troops. And then it was Al-Qaeda. And then it was, then it was the Sunnis, then it was Al-Qaeda, and now it's the Shiites. And now we've divided them into good Shiites and bad Shiites. The special groups are the ones that, it's a new terminology that they picked. I mean, this is just incredible how they can continue to morph into different euphemisms and terminology to justify this war. And, of course, they always claim that the surge is working. Now, that's only because they paid off the opposition with millions of dollars in bribe money. Obviously they're shifting away from the threat of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which just simply doesn't fly. It's a manufactured threat. They use it in Afghanistan as well. But the real target is Iran.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen to talk about the very real possibility of expanding the war into Iran. Back in a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only one in five will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
17 years.
12 and a half years. I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. Stop paying bills month after month and never getting ahead. For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. We're talking about the very real possibility that the administration is looking for an excuse to go into Iran. And, Chris, I was just thinking, you know, you don't want to go to war, you know, in the middle of summer. It gets pretty hot over there. The ideal time, of course, is in the spring when it's not too intensely hot, and of course the weather's better for flying, things of that sort. So, and then we hear that they're now moving a third naval task force into that region, into the Persian Gulf or adjacent to it. And why would you want three major naval task force there, carrier groups? What are they really up to? Does George Bush intend to have another war before he ends his administration? You pick up the story there, please.
Well, it's hard to tell when they're going to go in. Obviously, they've had the munitions in place. They postponed the attack on Iran for political reasons, I believe, to make sure that the various anti-war people running for president, like Ron Paul, would not get the benefit of another war that could be decried by the American people. But Petraeus is one of those that continues in every single news conference to pin the blame of everything that's happening in Iraq on Iran. The recent flare-up in Basra, he said, southern Iraq and Baghdad underscores the importance of the ceasefire declared by Muqtada al-Sadr. But he said the flare-up also highlighted the destructive role of Iran was playing in funding, training, arming, and directing the so-called special groups. Well, you know, this is his way of diverting blame on Iran for funding, arming, and training the militias that are fighting against the U.S. But he failed to say to Congress that the Iranians have always been funding and providing support for the Shiite groups that are going along with the occupation as well. I mean, this is just shows that he does not have the purpose of telling the truth when he gives only half the story. You know, as I pointed out before, the U.S. has no desire to see Iraq emerge as a strongly unified and independent entity. After all, that would preclude our continued presence. What the Americans want is a country in disarray continually, with no strong leader overseeing the central government and the various constituencies divided among themselves. All the better, of course, to dominate the country and rationalize U.S. military presence.
Well, I think it's so interesting that we blame Iran for arming the militants there in Iraq, but it was under General Petraeus when they were actually developing the Iraqi army that they lost 200,000 rifles and pistols and small arms. How could you possibly lose 200,000 weapons, and where did they go? Well, obviously, they went to the people who were killing Americans. We hear about how Iran is providing the explosives and the training for building the roadside bombs, but only recently did they point out that the timers or whatever it is that allows them to go off were actually produced in America, sent to one of the countries down there, one of the nations down there along the Persian Gulf in the United Arab Emirates, and then somehow just accidentally got shipped someplace where they were apprehended, and they are what is building the roadside bombs, made right here in the United States. But, of course, somehow we've got to blame that all on Iran. And, of course,
well,
go ahead.
You know, it's very easy to. That's one of the reasons why the U.S. uses these arms dealers and contractors, so that they don't have to be blamed for the loss of these weapons. And this was clearly black operations to use some of these shady arm dealers to bring weapons out of the former Eastern bloc, you know, AK-47s, things that the insurgency is used to using, and then suddenly have those things disappear. So, you know, this just belies real belief. And, of course, the Congress didn't ask any specific questions like this of these people. And, of course, they would have refused to answer that. It was said, I'll have to get back to you, Congressman, on that. These people are experts in evasion. These are political people standing before Congress. In the military, we always used to, describe as a dog and pony show, just put on for the troops, but it had no substance. It raises an important question, which Justin Raimundo says, why, after all, should the Iranians be funding terrorist attacks on the Iraqi government when Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is being received in Baghdad with hugs and kisses from our own president, al-Maliki, at least our puppet president? I mean, they're obviously friendly. This isn't someone that he views as an enemy. Our own president, of course, has to land in the dead of night out of fear of his safety. Should tell you something about who the Iraqi government really likes. So, you know, the current leaders in the Iraq government of all the different parties spent many years in Tehran as the guest of the mullahs who were funding training and providing sanctuary for exile groups during the time of the Ba'athist regime. Both the Bada Brigade and the Dawa Party, two major components of al-Maliki's ruling coalition, had set up headquarters in Tehran before the liberation and received and continue to receive extending funding and military aid from the Iranians. It's incredible on this funding issue. You know, the Iraqi government now has a surplus in their budget, and yet we, the American taxpayer, continue to pay for the reconstruction. And we were told originally, and the Congress did not a single congressman mentioned this, that the Iraqi oil was supposed to fund the reconstruction, and yet it's not doing it.
And we were told initially the war was only going to cost $100 billion, and now they're talking about $3 trillion.
And it's going to keep going much higher.
Right.
Well, certainly, the real reason between the so-called special groups, the ones that are out of favor and in favor, is that some groups are playing along with the U.S. occupation for the money, obviously. And al-Sadr used to be part of that group, but is currently against the United States. Of course, Petraeus presented no evidence of Iranian direct military involvement, even though he claimed that there were actually Iranian troops involved. But once again, he makes these statements without any proof whatsoever. I doubt very much that Iran would be directly military involved and hand the U.S. an excuse to attack it. They are, you know, cocky, and I think the reason for Iran's cockiness, at least the president, is that they have been given assurances by Russia that they will not permit Iran to be attacked by the United States. I think those are false assurances, just as they were with Saddam Hussein. Russia allowed Saddam Hussein to get cocky and overconfident, and then Russia pulled out and did not support Saddam Hussein in stopping the American invasion, which they certainly could. And they will not do it, in my opinion, on Iran. I think this is part and parcel of both the globalist attempt to induce further hatred of the United States and the Russians to allow the U.S. to continue down this path so as to blacken our reputation as the defender of freedom in the world and exchange that for a reputation as the bully of the world. Finally, Raimundo says in his end quote, this hearing underscored why public support for the war has steadily eroded to the point that 60% of the American people want a timetable for withdrawal. The one essential question every one of those hearings, of course, except for John McCain and Joe Lieberman, tried to get Petraeus and Crocker to answer was, where does it end? Where does it end? Well, it ends with a war in Iran. Now, actually, it doesn't end with a war in Iran. That is still, as I've said before in my general theory, a continuation of the globalist theories or agenda of intervening in the world until they sufficiently justify Russia and China mounting a preemptive strike against America beginning World War III. And it's out of World War III, I believe, that we will get, they will get their vaunted new world order, and Americans will be rallied into a patriotic response to the mother of all terrorism, a nuclear preemptive strike on America. And they'll just simply say to the government, who will come out of their bunkers, they know this is coming, save us, do anything it takes, we'll give up anything, it will make 9/11 look like a picnic.
And I think what's so amazing is they have bunkers for the people in government. They have no protection at all for the average American citizen. That is what's
and
possible.
not even encouraging people to build bunkers, or to build even, you know, take minimal precautions against fallout, which anyone with a basement can do rather inexpensively. For years, I've put out a small book called How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home, which is can get to on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. But I talk about how, for you know, you can use concrete block to build a shelter and even lower the ceiling slightly in a basement so that you can get full fallout protection without having to build a dedicated separate fallout shelter outside the home. And I always
is that book still available?
It is. It is. It's available on my website, joelskousen.com. And for those, you know, who are building an addition on a house or a new home, you know, my larger book, The Secure Home, 700 pages, it covers everything from security to sheltering in place and remodeling and all of those things is also available at my website. So this is an ongoing problem, and I think, you know, we can expect any time now an attack on Iran, and certainly it would, if it comes before the election, it will set the pattern where all of the major presidential candidates will have to get on board, and no one will be against the war. They'll say we'll have to prosecute this thing through to the end because our troops are at risk, and I think it'll be set up so that probably Israel will have to do a preemptive strike unless they can honor Iran, unless they can find an excuse to get Iran to do something stupid to justify a direct attack by the United States. But I think the most likely scenario is a preemptive strike by Israel on Iran's nuclear facilities, a retaliatory strike by Iran on Israel and U.S. troops, and that will justify the U.S. coming in and obliterating Iran's military power. And I believe that just as they set a pattern in Bosnia, the United States will do great destruction to all of the infrastructure, including oil facilities of Iran, so as to cripple the nation and be able to extract a kind of a peace agreement in secret from them, which will make them subservient to the globalist rather than actually have to go in and do an occupation, which would be very unpopular with the Iranians. It's a much bigger country, be harder to suppress than the Iraqis.
You know, one of the most interesting things was recently within this last week why Iran had suddenly, at least we're told, had announced now they had 6,000 centrifuges working to enrich uranium. And, of course, it should be very obvious, since they're getting enriched uranium for their nuclear power plant from Russia, and they're opening up their nuclear power plant, that they're not in the process of enriching uranium for nuclear, you know, energy. That obviously, they're trying to build the bomb, no matter what they say. But why would they make this so obvious? Why would they try to conceal the fact of what they're doing? It's almost as if the leaders of Iran are doing everything they can to give the Americans or the Israelis the justification for an attack on Iran. So much of this just doesn't make sense if you look at it logically.
Yes, I agree with you. It is a conundrum that they are so uncareful in their provocations of the West, and it's almost as if they're handing them an excuse to attack, and you know, probably, you know, picked the rather radical, uncareful speaking president just specifically so that, you know, who's filled with cockiness that they can get away with it. And I'm sure that the Russians have given them assurances that the U.S. will never be allowed to attack, which will promote this. But it is very, very uncareful. To a certain extent, they have to be open about announcing a new centrifuges because this is supposed to be open to inspection from the U.N., and it is. And so there's no reason to keep it a secret. But I think you're absolutely right. Iran is planning on preparing nuclear weapons. But even if it does, it's not intended to be a threat against the United States. They know that the United States, with its desire to intervene and attack, is eventually going to attack, and they want some wherewithal to provide a counter force of threat. They can threaten Israel, certainly, and they can threaten the borders of Europe. They can't threaten the United States directly. But the U.S. is the one who's really instigating these threats. And in fact, when we look back in history, we find that the U.S., in fact, was instrumental in getting Iran a lot of the nuclear know-how to begin this program in the first place. In other words, the U.S. set them up for this eventual conflict.
Amen. We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is as it appears to be.
Parents and families in our area that each year many American children lose their lives through the abuse of drugs. Drug addiction does not discriminate between rich and poor, privileged or underprivileged. Parents, encourage your children to stay in school, say yes to life and education, and no to drugs. You and your children will be glad you did. This message is proudly sponsored by Select Materials at 17269 County Road 12 in Fort Lupton, serving our area. Call them at 857-4688. That's 857-4688.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
And back here, our guest Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. But before we go on, Joel, I want you to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with you, get a trial copy of the weekly publication, and perhaps even want to subscribe to it.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I do put out a weekly news analysis service, much as we're talking about here on your show. The more extensive, we don't ever get through all of the brief. In any case, people can check out the World Affairs Brief at my website, which is called worldaffairsbrief.com. And on that website, the first prominent thing that they'll see is a synopsis of this week's World Affairs Brief and telling people how they can get a one-time free sample if they haven't had one before to see if they'd like to subscribe. They can simply email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send that out to them. Many people come to the website every day because my research staff puts up the best of the news stories each day, so that it's pre-screened for them with the least disinformation. We don't put up obvious propaganda if we can avoid it. But even all news is distorted to a certain extent by what they refuse to tell, and that's the purpose of the World Affairs Brief, to insert back into the news the things that the news media is specifically omitting that people need to know. Many archival materials on the right-hand column of the website, everything from all of the various government cover-ups, which is the best evidence, in my opinion, of conspiracy to do illegal acts, and to look at the way that they covered things up, everything from the JFK assassination to Oklahoma City bombing to TW-800 to 9/11, all of that's there in considerable detail, and all free to anyone who wants to go there. Also on the left-hand side, my books are listed that I have, which I had worked for many years to help people prepare to what I feel is going to be the takedown of our nation. Not because it has to fall, but because I think without vigilance, we have failed to perceive that wolves in sheep's clothing are leading us astray. And we have seen, as we've just been talking about, such a great example of this kind of false information and evasion of information, and the media going right along with it. You know, the media is extremely intelligent. If it comes to attacking a conspiratorialist who gets in their sights on television, they will just be ruthless. And yet you get these people out there, and they give them one softball question after another. They somehow seem to know that this is not something we expose, any major contradictions. You know, conservatives have long thought that the media is left liberal, and but if they were truly left liberal, they would be excoriating and condemning this Bush administration claiming to be conservative. All and they're not. They simply repeat time and again, day after day, the propaganda coming out of the White House and the various administration shills in Congress. And they do put up token opposition, but they never put up opposition that would really say the emperor has no clothes and there's real, true falseheads and falsehoods, and that we're missing the major issues when we try to. Ron Paul, of course, brought those points out in his campaign.
Well, you know, I think it's so interesting that the people on the conservative side think the liberals control the media, but if you were on the liberal side, you'd think the conservatives control the media. And the truth is that neither one of them control the media. The media is controlled by the globalists. Are using it to conceal their real agenda and, of course, to move America from being, you know, a sovereign nation into just part of this one-world government that they want. So I think people have to understand the media is not controlled by the right. It's not controlled by the left. It's controlled by people who, you know, and they're certainly not centrist. They're people who have a specific goal and objective, and that is the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. But in the meantime, to use our military and financial power to bring about the world government, which is their major goal and objective, that and the destruction of Christianity, of course.
All too true. And, of course, the globalists are very expert in covering both sides or the superficial sides of the political spectrum. They finance Fox News to pretend to be conservative, MSNBC to pretend to be conservative, and yet they have their liberal-leaning shows so that the liberals can feel like they're getting something from their favorite news, and the conservatives can feel they're getting something. But every one of them, including the most liberal, you know, New York Times, which for years was notorious for being soft on Stalin with Will Durante and then Herbert Matthews, soft on Castro. I mean, New York Times has been a propaganda piece, which appeared to many conservatives for many years to be a communist propaganda piece, but in fact it was globalist. It was playing the leftist role because they had a purpose in allowing communism to raise its ugly head so that they could, tack or take political positions both for and against those things to control both sides of the political agenda. Washington Post has done that same thing. There's some very suspicious background to the rise of the Washington Times through Reverend Moon of Korea, who clearly has CIA funding. They rarely take a position against the Bush administration. They do occasionally because they have to allow them some journalistic independence. but it usually gets shut down over a period of time. So we see the same thing in the major funding that went into the Heritage Foundation, and it became muted in its criticism of government. We even saw the same thing, and various big funding that got to the Cato Institute, and they stopped being really critical of government. They became mainstream players, even though they still claim to be libertarian. It's amazing how these how money and funding corrupts, because all of us on the hardline side of the conservative constitutionalist movement, all virtually without major funding. And major funding only comes to people like, whether it's Focus on the Family or others, who take these mainstream, non-critical positions of the Bush administration, and who play along with the Republican establishment, and then suddenly out of the woodwork comes these millions of dollars and these big, well-heeled people who give them funding. And it's very, very sad how, but to a certain extent it's good, because it allows the true sheep, the true followers of the Lord, I think, to perceive that real truth is always hostile to the major establishment positions. And they can see, though very few people are comfortable staying on the margins, they want to get into the comfort zone in the middle. And that's one of the things that is making our country much weaker, is our people's reluctance to take hardline positions, to seek out the illusions of peace and prosperity which abound.
Agreed. I think that's a very good summary. And the problem is, what would happen if somebody came, were to offer me $10 million, so I could expand my ministry? It would be awfully tempting to take it. But of course, somebody does that, there's always strings attached.
That's right. And, one of the ways that the strings are attached is that you get a big gift of money, for example, and you take on staff to increase your ministry. And once you take on staff and hire a lot of good people, and then they threaten you with cut off of funds, you're looking at all these kind people that you've hired that now look to you, that are going to say, we're going to lose our jobs, and you're going to be to blame. And I have seen many conservatives, frankly, get big and compromise. I saw it in Washington when I was chairman of the Conservative National Committee, conservative organizations that got big through fundraising, and pretty soon they had such a big staff that all of the funds that they were raising for these various movements were going to pay only for staff salaries and their overhead, and nothing was going to the thing which they were petitioning money from the conservatives for. Nothing. And that is true almost of all this fundraising. It simply goes to continue to churn the system, and it's very sad. It's not that they didn't start out sincere, but it's just that staff, large staff, ends up corrupting the pot. And that we've seen that in churches, too. Your big evangelical churches, get these huge staffs, and they can't afford to cut back.
Well, I don't think there's much chance of our being offered $10 million, so I'm not going to worry about it. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel to wrap up this morning's program here.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Well County Customs in Hudson takes this time to honor and salute all of our area students and graduates. It took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far. With prom nights and graduation parties right around the corner, you need to exhibit that intelligence again. That means don't drink and drive. Remember, graduation is a class act, so take the next step towards tomorrow by celebrating safely today. This message courtesy of Joe at Well County Customs in Hudson. Your leaders in custom fabrication, where you always get high-quality workmanship. Call 303-536-4949. That's 303-536-4949. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and this is the closing segment of this morning's program, so you pick it up there, Joel.
Well, I'm always covering lots of smaller stories in this week's World Affairs Brief. No surprise there, the Blackwater contract has been renewed. There were no prosecutions of Blackwater, and yet they vigorously, the government has gone after a non-U.S. citizen who was not even an armed contractor. The crime in question was not committed against an Iraqi civilian, but the swiftness of the military's response to this alleged crime and the nature of that crime and the identity of the victim speaks volumes for the priorities of U.S. oversight and law enforcement. You know, they'll go after non-U.S. citizens for any violation of their contract, and yet egregious violations from Blackwater get looked over. What's more, news of prosecution came just days before the State Department announced despite serious allegations against Blackwater, it extended its contract for another year. And the contract for Kellogg, Brown & Root, a Halliburton subsidiary, has also been renewed despite the recent testimonies of two American women who worked for that company who were raped by employees of Kellogg, Brown & Root, and Kellogg Brown refused to prosecute and to save them. In fact, they were stonewalled as whistleblowers, did nothing to protect them or prosecute them. So they're clearly insider dealings. Another extreme piece of hypocrisy, you know, the presidential campaign staffs are loaded with globalist advisors. Hillary Clinton, for example, has made a big deal out of firing chief strategist Mark Penn for being part of the Burson-Marsteller lobbying campaign to promote the U.S.-Colombian Free Trade Agreement, which she has come out against. Well, Penn is Burson's chief executive, and Hillary's attempt to impress the free trade movement or the anti-free trade movement among the Democratic Union-type people by firing Penn was strictly a lie, you know, among other lies. Her Bosnian sniper fire claiming to be, an harassed minority and on a soccer team, come to find out there was no soccer team at the school where she was at that particular time, just bold-faced lying. In fact, Hillary was fired from her first job as a congressional staffer for being a chronic liar. So it was discovered this week, however, by Mark Ambinder and others that Penn was still actively working with the Clinton campaign after he'd been fired. He didn't have a title, and as Mark Ambinder says, Mark Penn may no longer have the coveted title of chief strategist, but he remains a full-time person at the key campaign staff office. Mr. Penn took part in the campaign's morning message call this morning, as usual. This afternoon, he's also scheduled to be on call with Clinton and other aides to begin preparing for Saturday's presidential debate in Philadelphia.
Isn't that interesting? Because we never heard that. All we heard was that she'd fired him, but not that she'd kept him on the staff.
That's right. Well, that's part of what we talk about in the World Affairs Brief. We insert back in the news that you're not going to get. This is very crucial towards people's understanding that Hillary is a liar. You know, this isn't all the hypocrisy lurking inside Hillary's staff. Clinton campaign spokesman Howard Wolfson's group, the Glover Park Group, just signed a $40,000 per month contract with the government of Colombia to represent it and promote the very agreement that Clinton now rails against. So there's two people within her staff that are into this Colombian-U.S. free trade agreement. Even husband Bill Clinton is working for the agreement, causing Hillary to have to publicly She did so this week, disassociate herself with her husband on this issue. So are we to believe that Hillary surrounds herself with globalists and yet doesn't know anything about what they're doing? I hardly think so. Well,
it's all a matter of perception. Whatever they can get the foolish American people to believe. And she just comes through so well. She smiles. She's so cheerful. This woman, anybody who's ever knows anything about her personally, she is, well, I couldn't use the words to describe her on a family radio program. She's an evil person. Let's put it that way.
That's certainly true. Very much a hypocrite, but very much, paid big dollars to have people massage her image, her hairdo, the way that she smiles. I mean, I have to admit, boy, how anybody can keep that up day after day is amazing. But this person has tremendous ambition, and that's one of the reasons why I doubt if the powers that be really want her in office, because she does have so much ambition and will really attempt to be president. They would much rather have compliant yes people.
Yeah, but you know, one of the most amazing things is how people can forget. Remember when she first went in the White House and she invited a medium in to conjure up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi? Obviously, yeah. She's deeply involved with the occult. Why else would she want people conjuring up the spirits? And yet, that is never mentioned today. Isn't it amazing how short our memories are?
But certainly, if they wanted to attack her, if Ron Paul had conjured up spirits in his office, that would be front page news as he was running for president. So, you know, all of them have skeletons in their closets, you know, except people like Ron Paul, who's just a fine, moral individual. They don't have anything on him, but McCain has huge skeletons. So does Obama, from homosexuality to his Marxist connections, and Hillary Clinton's sins are legion. But nevertheless, it's by omission that the media is able to spare these people and keep them on the hook. I mean, for control. These people obviously can be exposed at any time, and so they are controlled. And I think that's how they control many of our congressmen as well, Dr. Sand. They have things on them, and they induce them and set them up to make money and to gain special advantages, and it's very difficult for these people to leave high-powered paying jobs and go work for Congress and not be susceptible to the little enrichment things. But okay, I mean, look at the Clintons, $109 million that they made in the past 8 years, and that's only the public stuff. I mean, they have Swiss bank accounts from all the secret monies that the powers that be give them. But Bill Clinton has this relationship with Burkle Investments, they pay him some... anywhere between $2 and $3 million a year, Dr. Stan, for doing nothing. I mean, this is compensation, of course, that is guaranteed. Part of the, the principle of conspiracies, you guarantee people not only immunity from their sins and their evil acts, but you guarantee them, wealth and power. And of course, they make this look like he's giving investment advice, but Bill Clinton doesn't have any investment advice. He never spends any time at this company. So you know this is simply a payoff for prior performance.
Payment for services rendered. We're out of time, Joel. God bless. We'll talk to you again next week.
Pleasure to be with you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2, a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and going along with what Joel was saying, I think everybody should be prepared for the very difficult times that lie ahead, financially, spiritually, but perhaps even physically. I believe that we are going to have an attack on America. I believe they're specifically leaving the American people without any protection, without any bunkers, without any instruction, without any real warning, to really be prepared. That's why we offer a DVD. It's called Sheltering in Place, and it will tell you just what you would do if suddenly there were a chemical, nuclear, or biological attack, and you had to stay in your home, which is really what you should do. You shouldn't be getting out on the road or trying to run up in the mountains when you're really unequipped for it. Prepare your home, prepare to shelter in place. This is an excellent DVD, and we offer it, I think, at a very attractive price. I've watched it myself, and it gives you the ideas and thoughts you need to have, and you need to begin making very, very few preparations now, but you need to have the things on hand to use. And the last thing you want is duct tape and plastic, because, of course, you'll soon asphyxiate yourself. So, Sheltering in Place, an excellent DVD. Then we have a four-tape set on civilian defense. We have a book called Nuclear War Survival Skills. It was actually put out by the government 30, 40 years ago. It was issued routinely, and, of course, now they don't issue it because they don't want you to be prepared. If you get that, why, you can buy a little kit so you can make a radiation meter. The instructions are all there in the book, and we provide you all the equipment you need for, I think it's $5-$7, but you can't only get that if you get the book. Maybe it's $10, but for how to actually build a radiation detector. And then, of course, we have a book called Making the Best of Basics. It's not that expensive. It just tells you what you do, how you feed yourself. If you go to the store and there's no food there, I mean, what do? You got a wheat? How do you prepare wheat? How do you cook your meals if you don't have gas and electricity? All the things that were known 100 years ago and just are not known today. That's Making the Best of Basics, the four-tape set on civilian defense, the DVD, Sheltering in Place, and the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills. And if you get the book, well, you can get this little material that you would use to build a radiation meter. Now, remember, our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like an emergency food catalog that has all the other equipment there that you would need, way of barrels for storing water and how to get the water out of the barrels and the pumps that you need, we'll be glad to send you an emergency food catalog. We'll be glad to send you a health products catalog, some of the things that you would need, just to keep yourself healthy and you need a supply on hand. And then we'd be glad to send you a regular catalog. And you can get that on CD if you'd prefer. It's a lot easier to see it up there on your computer. But we'll be glad to send you a printed one if you'd like to. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we are under attack today. And then we hope you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com. Remember, you can listen to our internet programs there live 4 hours a day, in addition to hearing it on this station.